G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are right around the country and you're ready for another top-notch show. Well, I'm back after having a week off last week, but I'm sure Jude did a mighty good job in my absence.
Well, I don't know about that, Dave. It wasn't the same without you in the chair, mate. I've got to be honest, I kept asking questions and all I got was dead air, no one answering me. And that's one thing you never get when you're usually in the room, silence.
Oh, are you saying I talk a bit too much, mate?
Certainly not, mate. Okay. A little bit, okay, sometimes. But it's good to have you back. And we've really got a jam-packed show today. So, you know, I'll have to be careful not to talk too much. So will you. Otherwise, we won't be able to fit in all the good stuff from our regular presenters who prepare such good inputs for our growing audience.
Yes, they do an amazing job. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from some of my favourites. Of course, Sister Hilda, she'll join us from the Abbey. Trish McCarthy, she'll have some brilliant tips for living well according to the scriptures with her milk and honey segment. And of course, Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, who is so well known for his show on Christian TV in Australia and around the world. He'll share a story about something that happened to him on a holiday and what he learnt about anger and forgiveness.
We're also going to hear from Marilyn Rodriguez. Good to have her back on the show. Put all those things together, and there's something in this week's show for just about everyone.
Buckle up, strap yourselves in as we kick off with a reflection on the gospel reading for this Sunday. It's with Father Richard Healy from Camden, and that's the biggest Catholic parish in Australia. He has a reflection on Matthew chapter 16.
That'll be followed by a top little song from Brooke Fraser, Coachella. So, let's get into it. Wherever you're listening, in your car, via live streaming, or if you're tuning in via podcast, it's great to have you listening in to this week's show.
Faith, hope, love and life, you're tuned to The Journey.
Here's this week's Reflection on the Gospel.
Just before our Gospel today, taken from Matthew 16, verses 21 to 27, Peter, speaking on behalf of the other disciples, has just declared that Jesus is not just a prophet, he is the true anointed King of Israel. He has the support of the crowds. He has, after all, been feeding them, teaching them, and healing their sick. So the natural next move should be to march on Jerusalem, picking up more supporters along the way, and then, with the element of surprise, launch an attack on the temple so that Jesus could be installed as the true king. Instead, today we discover that the way to the kingdom of Jesus will be the exact opposite of this supposed wisdom. It's going to involve suffering and death. We also see an important truth about Jesus. His death occurred as part of God's plan of salvation. It was not a meaningless accident of history, and Jesus is a willing and knowing partner in this divine plan. Just as St. Peter found it difficult to understand why Jesus had to suffer and die, so also many in and around the church today still find this part of the gospel message very difficult to swallow. The Christian life is the polar opposite of the egocentric culture that we live in. But when Jesus calls us to deny ourselves, this does not mean that we should just give up more things, because that will only make us empty. The point of denying ourselves is to make room for Jesus, to allow him to be our true center. We are called to make a confession of faith in Jesus as the Messiah, and as God's once and for all act of salvation and revelation. But this confession can only happen within the context of a community of disciples. Unfortunately, you really can't explain in advance what the meaning and cost of discipleship will be. The only way to learn how to be a disciple is through beginning to journey along the way. In every generation, there are always some who are prepared to take Jesus seriously. What would it be like if you and I were one of them? Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
shake off these blues. I let my hair out, you slip off your shoes. I feel like a baby, you're born in the spring. I'm sending down the sadness and I won't remember it. When I'm bright as the sun, then you're high as a kite. And the daddy's son's brothers and sisters tonight. I could shine.
Listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
Recently, I had to make an early morning trip to Sydney. I left super early to avoid the traffic, of course, but as they say, the best laid plans of mice and men all go astray. Somehow, I ended up on the M5 and the nightmare began. The rest of Sydney and the Blue Mountains had discovered that I was on the road and they were determined to give me as much company as possible, whether I wanted it or not. I now know about the wonderful community feel that accompanies all those who travel in peak hour Sydney traffic. Once I was on that motorway, I had no alternative but to stay on the road that was leading me to who knew where in Sydney. I endeavoured to keep panic at bay. It won't matter if you miss the first session of the day, I told myself. After all, you aren't speaking until later. As time went on, locked in the various M5 gridlocks, I told myself, it really wouldn't matter if I missed the second session either. But I was the third session, and panic gnawed at my brain. At some point, I decided to take a huge risk and get off the M5, even though I didn't have a clue where I was. By my remote control, I went down roads and turned corners, vaguely pointing myself in what I thought might just be the right direction. Then it happened. I found myself on a road I remembered from some distant past. I know this road, I called out to no one. I came here with Grandma. Yes, it was a road that my grandmother and I had travelled a million years ago in her black F.J. Holden. I'd not seen it since I was about 8 or 9 years of age. I now knew where I was, and I knew how to get to where I was going. Memories of my beloved Grandma comforted me all the way, and I sailed into my destination, unfazed and all ready. You know, it seems to me that travelling on the road with God is a bit like that. Sometimes people say, I can't find God. When you find yourself saying this, may I suggest that you go back to the places and events where you did find him? Remember those times and what God did for you. And just like finding Grandma's road, you too will find God. Furthermore, sometimes you and I can dismiss the things of the past. We can dismiss our old ways as obsolete. The hymns we used to sing, the prayers we used to say, the little things we did to live a God-filled Christian life. I remember an army chaplain saying to me once that in the thick of the battles during World War II, he saw grown men fall on their knees, and what came out of their mouth? A prayer someone had taught them when they were very small. It stood by them. When you and I have trouble finding the God who is already with us, it's not a bad idea to go back to some of those things so dearly etched in our memory. Yet again, they can become a torch leading us down the road that immediately connects us with the God we seek and the God who is seeking us.
Welcome back. You're tuned into The Journey. We just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey, and this week giving us a really good story all about Grandma's Road.
Big cheerio to all the new listeners to this week's Journey after they heard about the show at the Proclaim Conference, which wound up last week. It was great to speak to you all, and really good to know that we've got so much support around Australia and lots of new people who said they'd be listening in and pushing to get the show into their region, and certainly listening in via podcast.
Great to have you with us. Anyway, Jude, I've already heard so much about this conference. We spoke to Marita Winters last week, and you were actually there at the conference last week. Tell us how it all went.
Well, mate, it was a great focus on renewal for parishes. There were participants from all over Australia, and they were there really for the focus on this, well, this great book that was written called Rebuilt. We had the chance to interview some amazing contributors to that conference, and we'll be putting all of those interviews together and into the show in the weeks ahead. And importantly, we had a heap of interest from people all over Australia in the radio show, as I just mentioned. And mate, we can't wait to talk to them about getting it running in their region, and certainly for them to be listening in via podcast as from today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and a lot of people have since that conference.
That's great to hear. Exciting times for us.
Mm.
Coming up on The Journey, Come Awaken by Bethel Music, and after that, it'll be time to listen to Trish McCarthy with her great segment, Milk and Honey, and this is for living life to the fullest. And this week, she's talking to us about bearing fruit in our life.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
Soul and mind, till all I see are your eyes, like the dark.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Those who remain in me, with me in them, bear fruit in plenty. From John 15. You know, I love my fruit. Fresh, flavoursome and messy mango on a warm summer day. The explosion of seeds when you bite into a cherry tomato. The crunch of a freshly picked apple. There are few greater delights. However, this was not the fruit Jesus was referring to, but it had some implications for our thought today. A word I had never heard until a year or so ago was fecundity. Hard to say and difficult to spell, but worth the effort to understand. It refers to the life-giving fruitfulness that Jesus alludes to. Henry Nguyen writes beautifully about this in his book, In the House of the Lord. Henry writes, "Fruit can only come forth from the ground of intimate love. They are not made, nor are they the result of a specific human action that can be repeated, neither predictable nor definable. Fruits are gifts to be received." Wow. We can see this spiritual insight tangibly when we visit an orchard, a vineyard, or even the neighbour's veggie garden. These gifts from the earth spring forth with very little human formula. In the same way, the fruits of the Spirit, such as joy, peace, kindness, goodness, are not something we can produce by human systems and programs, formulas and striving effort, but are always experienced as true gifts, often surprising us in daily life when we least expect it. And in that, we realise their unique value and nature. Although we can't manufacture these fruits, we can in fact provide the environment for them to flourish. Just like superior fruits are meticulously cared for, soil nourished, plants watered, given light, warmth and optimal conditions, we too can offer optimal conditions through our vulnerability and unity, gratitude and care for ourselves and others. I invite you today to look at ways you can create optimal conditions for the fruit of the Spirit to grow in your life, through your vulnerability and trust of God and others, through gratitude, which is characteristic of true receptivity of a gift, and care, which entails attentive maintenance and tender provision for our needs and those of others.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
If everything I had was lost, if everything I had was gone, if everything I knew was suddenly a fraud, and all I have is you holding on, would it all be the same? Could I find beauty in the pain? Would I sing your praise? Would I seek your face? I raise my voice loud and sing. Tell them all what you've done for me. Even in my darkest days, I'm gonna sing your praise. I raise my voice loud and sing. Tell them all what you've done for me. Even in my darkest days, I'm gonna sing your praise. Everywhere I look today, every common tree is ablaze with the fire of God, the maker of the stars and the healer of my heart. Where would I be if you never gave me the eyes to see? I praise you, oh I praise you. I raise my voice loud and sing. Tell them all days, I'm gonna sing your praise.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying the show today, wherever you are, right around this country. Again, a really big welcome to all our new listeners, particularly those in Port Macquarie, those tuning in down at Bendigo, perhaps you're listening in from the Illawarra or Sydney, Gippsland or Albury Wodonga. It's great to have you listening in wherever you are, either live through your local Christian radio, online, or with our growing band of listeners via podcast. You've just heard Raise My Voice by Robbie Saband.
Jude, a couple of weeks ago, we had Australian Peter Cousins on the show talking about the new Aussie-made and backed movie, Freedom, starring Cuba Gooding Jr., and I want to encourage listeners to get along and see the movie.
Yeah, it was great to be able to interview Peter Cousins on the show last week, and we hope that that movie is going really well. Freedom, get out into your cinemas and see it, and if it hasn't been showing in your cinema, phone them. It was really interesting to hear what they had to say last week about phone calls coming through to cinemas, and if they get them, they'll put them on. It means if one or two people are phoning up, there's a lot more people thinking the same way. Another movie you should get out and see is a fantastic movie called Holy Ghost. It's been produced by the same guys who made Father of Lights, and it's a movie about what happens when you let the Holy Spirit take control. So a fantastic Christian movie, another Christian movie that's out there in our local cinemas at the moment. I encourage people to get out there and see it.
Two great movies indeed. It's now time for some music. Audrey Assad, Until You Came Along, and that'll be followed by Marilyn Rodriguez with her Peaceful Parents segment. This week, all about avoiding jealousy and fostering gratitude.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
I've never been one to sing like a nightingale. No. I've always got some blue note to tip my scale. From sweet to sad. Usually guide another lament to I until you came along. I was a half unfinished song, and my heart was beating slower than ever. I never thought that I could feel this way till you came along. You opened my heart up with your honesty. Oh, oh, now everything's brighter, more beautiful to see. Ooh, and then I realized that love is a wonderful thing. Yeah, it's so simple, it's what I was missing. Yeah, until you came.
Advice on peaceful parenting, Here's Marilyn Rodriguez.
Recently, Pope Francis said that jealousy is a destructive anxiety and a poison which divides communities. I would add, and families too. We see its impact in the first page of the Bible, where we read that Cain killed his brother Abel. And we see it in the news headlines every day. But what about within ourselves? We can't cultivate peace in our hearts or our families and be full of jealousy at the same time. Trust me, I know, because I've tried it. The two are incompatible. Years ago, when I was home every day with a young baby and a toddler, I had some time on my hands, and I used to fill out entry forms or invent catchy phrases to try to win free holidays or special items on competition websites. I had some success too. Once I had my heart set on this particular prize, 2 nights stay at a newly opened luxury health resort. I looked at the pictures and I read all about it on the website, and I envisaged myself and my husband at this beautiful resort and spa. We'd never been anywhere like it before. I thought through the babysitting plans, and I imagined myself so deserving of a breakaway and so unable to afford one that the prize just had to be mine. I didn't win the holiday and I was disappointed. About a month or so later, at a relation's house, someone told me very casually that they'd just returned from the very same place. And when I said, "Oh really, was it good?" this person said, "No, it hadn't been especially great." I was too sick with bitter envy to say anything. It was like vinegar on a wound to me that this person could afford to just go on a whim and hadn't even appreciated it. I felt so sorry for myself and had a sudden surge of dislike for this person I'd only ever liked and admired before. It was horrible, and the next day I promised myself never to let myself become so sick with envy again. Luckily, the antidote to jealousy is gratitude, and it is easy to find things to be grateful for if you look for them. Gratitude is such a healing approach to life and is also prescribed in the Bible. The book of Tobit ends with the angel Raphael giving advice to Tobit and his son Tobias to praise and thank God always. If jealousy is causing sadness and division in your family, you could try the practice of writing down before going to bed 5 things you're grateful for out of the day and thanking God for them. For more about becoming a more peaceful parent, you can visit my website, marilynrodriguez.com.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.